This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Monday, December 25th, 2006. That's right, it is Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. I, of course, have some time on Christmas Eve, so I'm recording a show because I want to send some Christmas wishes, holiday wishes, whatever, to some people. But I want to start with some voicemails we got from some listeners, and we're going to start out with Ramble Redhead. And we will comment on what he has to say. So listen to this message from Ramble Redhead. And hopefully you can hear it.
Hey, Archer, this is Tom. Just wanted to leave you a quick message to let you know that I really enjoyed the latest gangbang show that I was able to be on. And just want to let you know, if you ever do another one and I could be part of it, please give me a call, whether it's on the cell or on Kick. So I hope to be on again. It's a lot of fun. And I hope you have a great day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Tom. I definitely would like to have you on the gangbang shows again. Anytime you see me on, just, you know, I usually put a little thing in my message that says what I'm recording or whatever. So if you see me on, just send me an IM and you can be on the show. And next up, we have one from Beth. Yes, we have not heard from Beth forever. So let's hear from Beth. And I'm going to try to make the volume better. Sorry about that.
Archer, it's Beth. I just wanted to call and wish you a very Merry Christmas. I have been listening to your show, even though I haven't been commenting or leaving anything on my Tingo. I've been very busy. I moved about an hour away. I actually live in Boston now. So between moving and my job and school and everything else that's been going on, I have been kind of busy, but I've still been listening to you, and I hope you and the boyfriend have a great Christmas, even though I know he's not with you. I'm sure he's with you in spirit. We'll be talking to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Beth. And so congratulations on your move. And I know you're busy keeping up with everything that you have going on in your life. So congratulations on all that. And thank you for the message. I'm glad you're still listening. And, you know, you don't have to comment or call in, but of course it's nice. And we just love hearing from you, knowing what's going on in your life. So thank you, Beth. And finally, we have a Christmas message from Big Fatty. Now, one thing about this, I've been listening to everybody else's shows, and Big Fatty must have spent some time because he made one of these little messages for every podcaster that I listen to. So Big Fatty kept himself busy. So let's listen to this from Big Fatty.
Merry Christmas, Archer. I hope you and the boyfriend and all of your listeners over at, what is the name of his show again? Oh yeah, Archer Radio. I hope you have a vegetable-filled Christmas, and that 2007 expands your horizons on eating. No, maybe not, because, you know, somebody's fat, and it's not just me. Hello? Is this thing on? But, Archer, thanks for a great 2006, and here's wishing you and your listeners a happy 2007.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. That was awfully nice of you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I am fat, and thank you so much for your well wishes for 2007, and I wish you the same. Now, let's try to get some Christmas music. After all, it is Christmas, so let's listen to... Oh, I don't know. Let's listen to this. I like this. We have to turn it down so people can hear me talk. Just have that in the background. Anyway, okay, so it's Christmas Day. I hope none of you are listening to this show, actually, because that means that you don't have anything better to do on Christmas Day than listen to podcasts. However, on Christmas Eve, I kept checking iTunes to see if there was any update to anybody's shows, and I got the Little Fatty Cast, not Little Fatty Cast, I got the Daily Purge, their most recent show. But I wanted to... Well, I spent some time creating a list of all the people who I've had, podcasting contact with in 2006, at least the list that I can come up with in my brain, I know that I'm going to forget somebody. So just before I even start this list, I'm going to say, if your name is not on this list, please forgive me and know that I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But I did want to make a list of all the people that I want to send holiday wishes to. And I'm just going to read the list. I'm not going to comment on all of them. But the majority of these are podcasts I listen to and fellow podcasters. So here we go. I would like to send holiday wishes to Madge Weinstein, Wanda Wisdom, John Ong, Special Delivery Mark, Larry, and of course Big Fatty from the Little Fatty Cast, Andrew from I Say, I Say, I Say, the Daily Purge Boys, John Michael Haas and Rob Lindley, Nick in Paris, Chef Mark, Ramble Redhead, Sarah and Rob from How Much Do We Love, Michael, Mr. B, and John Jay from the QCast Connecticut, Matt Blender from OK So Radio, Adam from This Boy Elroy, JT from JT Online, Omar from The Other O Show, The Gay Expat, Nick Thomas, and then we have some listeners here, Beth, Travis, Michael Sage, Michael Perry, Calvin, Robert, Dave in VA, Washington Brian, Rick from Indiana, Paul in Philadelphia, Henry from the Chosen Thought Podcast, Tim from Go Rainbow Radio, Mikey from Mikey Pod, Stevie B, Vincent from Malaysia, one of our most faithful listeners, John, who sent us all of that Christmas music earlier, Karen, one of our lesbian listeners, thank you, Karen, Bert from Oregon, Homer, of course, from Homer's World.blogspot.com, Lee from the Lee Wordside, Mike P, Patrick in Japan, Mark from DC, Harry in Long Island, and of course, I cannot forget Mike Hip from PodcastSoup.net and Soy Candles by Phoebes. I'm sure I've missed somebody on that list, but those are the people who have been in contact with me at one way or the other, and I just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Even though, you know, as I've said before, I'm not really a Christmas person. As a matter of fact, today, while you're listening to this on Christmas Day, I will probably be taking my Christmas tree down. But only because I have photo shoots Tuesday and Wednesday, and I need to do that. Now I wanted to do something that I haven't done before, which is read you a story. Now, this story comes from a book called Politically Correct Holiday Stories. And this one is called 'Twas the Night Before Solstice. Now, just bear with me because some of it's funny. And it might take a couple minutes, but we have plenty of time. So let's listen. Is that music too loud? I'm going to turn it down just a little bit more. Just to be careful. Okay. 'Twas the Night Before Solstice. 'Twas the night before solstice, and all through the co-op, not a creature was messing the calm status quo up. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, dreaming of lentils and warm whole grain breads. We'd welcomed the winter that day after school by dancing and drumming and burning the Yule, a more meaningful gesture to honor the planet than buying more trinkets for Mom and or Aunt Janet. Or choosing a tree just to murder and stomp it, and dress it all up like a seasonal strumpet. My life mate and I, having turned down the heat, slipped under the covers for a well-deserved sleep, when from out on the lawn there came such a roar, I fell from my futon and rolled on the floor. I crawled to the window and pulled back the latch, and muttered, "Ah, where is that neighborhood watch?" I saw there below, through the murk of the night, a sleigh and 8 reindeer of non-standard height. At the reins of that sleigh sat a mean-hearted knave, who treated each deer like his personal slave. I'd seen him before in some ads for car loans, plus fast food and soft drinks and cellular phones. He must have cashed in from his mercantile chores, since self-satisfaction just oozed from his pores. He called each by name as if he were right to treat them like humans, entrenching his might. now Donder, now Blitzen, and other such aliases, showing his true Eurocentrical biases. With a snap of his fingers, away they all flew, like lumberjacks served up a plate of tofu. Up to the rooftop they carried the sleigh. The holes in the shingles were there to this day. Are there to this day. Excuse me. Out bounded the man who went straight to the flue. I knew in an instant just what I should do. After donning my slippers, downstairs did I dash to see this trespasser emerge from the ash. His clothes were all covered with soot, but of course, from our wood-fueled alternative energy source. Through the grime I distinguished the make of his duds. He was dressed all in fur, fairly dripping with blood. We're a cruelty-free house, I proclaimed with such heat. He was startled and tipped on the logs on his feet. At his feet. He stood back forgive me, I'm ruining this. He stood back up dazed, with mirth in his eyes. It was then I noticed his unhealthy size. He was almost as wide as when standing erect, a lover of fatty fried foods, I suspect. But that wasn't all to make sane persoons choke. In his teeth sat a pipe that was belching out smoke. I could scarcely believe what invaded our house, this carcinogenic and overweight louse. Was so red in the face from his energy spent, I expected a heart attack right there and then. Behind him he toted a red velvet bag, full to exploding with sinister swag. He asked, "Where is your tree?" with a face was somewhat long. I said, "Out in the yard, which is where it belongs." "But where will I put all the presents I've brought?" I looked at him squarely and said, "Take the lot." To some frivolous people who think they need to succumb to the sickness of commerce and greed, whose only joy comes from the act of consuming, thus sending the stock of the retailers booming. He blinked and said, "Ho, ho, ho, but you're kidding." I gave him a stare that was stern and forbidding. Surely children need something with which to have fun. It's like childhood's over before it's begun. He looked in my eyes for some sign of assent, but I strengthened my will and refused to relent. "They have plenty of fun," I cut to the gist, "and your mindless distractions have never been missed. They take CPR so they can save lives, and go door to door for used clothing drives. They recycle, renew, reuse, and reveal for saving the planet, a laudable zeal. When they padlock themselves to a fence to protest against nuclear power, we think they're the best." He said, "But they're children, Lo, when do they play?" I countered, "Is that why you've driven your sleigh? To bring joy to the hearts of each child and tot? All right, open your bag, let's see what you've got." He sheepishly did as I asked, and behold, a Malibu Barbie in a skirt made of gold. "You think that my girls will like playing with this, an icon of sexist, consumerist kitsch?" With its unnatural figure and airheaded grin, his trollop makes every girl yearn to be thin, and take up fad diets and binging and purging, instead of respecting her own body's urging, to welcome the shape that her body has found, and rejoice to the lanky, short, skinny or round. Deep in his satchel he searched for a toy, saying, "This is a hit with most little boys." And what did he put in my trembling hand but a gun from the brain blaster's power command? "It's a hit, to be sure," I sneered in his face, "and a plague to infect the whole human race. How about grenades or some working bazookas to turn all our kids into half-wit palookas?" I seized on his bag just to see for myself the filth being spread by this odious elf. An easy bake oven, oh goodness, what perfidy, to hoodwink young girls into household captivity. Plus an archery playset with shafts that fly out, the very thing needed to put your eye out. and toy metal tractors, steam shovels, and cranes for tearing down woodlands and scarring the plains. Plus games like Monopoly, Payday, Tycoon, as if lessons in greed can't start up too soon. And even more weapons from Brain Blasters Company, or Brain Blasters Co., like cannons and nunchucks and ray guns that glow. That's all I could find in his red velvet sack, pervasiveness and mayhem to set us all back. But I did find one book that caused me to ponder, some fine bedtime tales by a fellow named Garner. We need none of this, I announced in a huff, no business as usual holiday stuff. We sow in our offspring more virtue than this. Your toys offer some things they will never miss. The big man's expression was trifle bereaved as he shouldered his pack and got ready to leave. I pity the kids who grow up around here, who never permitted to be of good cheer, who aren't allowed leisure for leisure's own sake, but must fret every minute it makes my heart break. Enough histrionics. Don't pity our kids if they don't do as Macy's or Toys R Us bids. They live by their principles first and foremost, and know what's important to him, did I boast. Pray, could I meet them? Oh no, they're not here. They're up on the roof liberating your dear. Then Santa Claus sputtered and pointed his finger, but, mad as he was, he had no time to linger. He flew up at the chimney like smoke from a fire, and up the roof I heard voices get higher. I ran outside the co-op to see him react to my children's responsible, kind-hearted act. He chased them away, and disheartened, dismayed, he rehitched his reindeer, who docilely stayed. I watched him delight as he scooted them off. Scooted off then, he'd be too embarrassed to come back again. But with parting disdain, do you know what he said? When his overweight huckster took off in his sled? This reindeer enslaver, this exploiter of elves? Happy Christmas to all, but get over yourselves. That is "Twas the Night Before," what was it? "Twas the Night Before Solstice," politically correct holiday stories by James Finn Garner. And that is cute. I think this book was written several years ago, but I think it's still very relevant. What year? 1995. So 11 years ago, and all the stuff is still relevant. So that's the story. Hopefully you enjoyed that story. I know I did. There are lots of other stories in there, but they're much too long. Let's see. I think I'm going to go ahead and end. Oh, I just want to mention, I've been watching holiday movies all weekend because even though I don't celebrate Christmas, I like the feeling that it gives you and the traditions of doing things. So one of my traditions is watching Christmas movies all weekend. So these are the movies that I've watched, and you can let me know if you've watched any of them yourselves. But I watched Christmas in Connecticut, Going My Way, Holiday Inn, Meet Me in St. Louis, It's a Wonderful Life, and A Christmas Story. And today, on Christmas Day, I'm going to be planning on watching several more because I've got most of my work done and I can just relax today. So that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. Well, I know I'll have some podcasts the rest of the week, but my artist friend Bob is coming up on Tuesday for a photo shoot on Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning. And I'm going to try to have him on the show for Wednesday. So you can look forward to that. And of course, I'm missing my boyfriend. He left on Friday, last Friday, and I have been trying to keep myself busy doing things because if I'm just sitting around, then I think about him and miss him even more. So I've been doing things all around the house. Like I had crown molding installed a couple of months ago, but I did not have them painted. So I spent the whole weekend filling the nail holes and sanding it and caulking it and then painting it. So that took a big chunk of the weekend. And in between doing all that stuff while I was waiting for things to dry, I went through all of my files, like, you know, old bank statements, old credit card statements, all that kind of stuff that were more than 3 years old. And I cleaned them out, cleaned out the files, and I shredded all the papers. So, because I don't want anybody to steal my identity, so I shredded everything. And that's pretty much it, because that's been keeping me busy. So, I hope you all are having a wonderful Christmas, and I can't imagine that anyone's actually going to listen to this on Christmas Day, but as you catch up and you hear it, Hopefully I mentioned your name. And if I didn't, I want to send you a special holiday wishes right now. So anyway, that's all for today, boys and girls. I hope you had a great Christmas. And I know I certainly enjoyed my time, but of course I'm missing my boyfriend. So until next time, boys and girls, bye. Usher Ray.